Virgin Mornings with B-Mac and Carly.
Okay, what would you do if you were in this situation? I know many of us piggyback off of others. I mean, streaming services, when it like is a prime example. Basically, you know, hey, I don't have this, so give me your login and I'll give you my login for this kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure that could apply to you.
Yeah.
It applies to most of
every us. Every streaming service.
Every single one. Mm-hmm. Do you own your own Costco membership?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, this is perfect then. Okay, let me set this situation up for you. What? I thought it was Calvin who told us this last week, but Carly doesn't seem to remember
this.
No,
I don't remember this.
Maybe you weren't in the room. But Calvin went, because he's piggybacking off of his mom's Costco card, and he went to Costco and didn't realize that she had done something.
She canceled that.
She took him off.
Oh.
I almost feel like maybe it wasn't Calvin. Whoever it was,
doesn't
it was somebody
matter.
Close to us, and they're like, yeah, my mom took me off and didn't tell me. And they were like, they weren't upset that, you know, like they were taken off the membership. They were just upset that they weren't told because it just created this fiasco.
So they had all their groceries. They went to go check out and they found out then.
Yeah, he said that they figured it out for him. So like they were able to make it happen. So like, and they say it happens all the time. But like, think about this.
What?
Well, you get to the till with your, what is it, your parents?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've realized they've taken you off and haven't said anything. So you're stuck there with a grocery full of $1,000 worth of stuff.
Well, first of all, I don't have $1,000 to spend at Costco, so that wouldn't happen.
$60 worth of stuff.
That's more like it.
And you're now stuck. And you've already been waiting, and you've done the shopping, and you've got people behind you.
I'd be like, eh, that sucks. But my parents would tell me.
Yeah.
They wouldn't just do it.
What if they didn't?
But there's like a lot of stuff that I, like, there's Costco membership, there's streaming services like BCAA. My parents do BCAA for us. It's a lot of things that my parents do that I don't even realize that I just piggyback off of.
What do you mean they do BCAA?
BCAA. Like, I have BCAA and they pay for it every month.
Oh, okay.
So, but I'm just like, they, and my Costco membership, they pay for that too.
So you wouldn't be upset if you go there and you they've taken you off and you didn't realize it and they didn't say anything.
Why would they?
I don't believe you.
You don't?
No, like you're smiling. She's smiling.
No, I just, they would tell me. They wouldn't just do it.
Okay, but they didn't.
Okay.
Okay, that's not the story.
Well, I would get over it.
I'm trying to set this up here.
I would get over it a lot quicker than I think you would get over it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd be piggybacking off my parents.
Why? Baloney. Do you know what's funny, you guys? B-Mac always makes fun of me because when I go to my parents' house, my mom has like 10 of everything. And I go down to their basement and there's this one room where they have excess of toilet paper and paper towel. Paper towel is so damn expensive. I love paper towel. And I go down in the basement and I just go shopping. And B-Mac made fun of that, me before, like just going into my parents' house and just shopping. And then I said to you, if you had the opportunity to do that, would you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you? Like, if you could go into your parents and, like, take toilet paper and paper towel, would you?
I don't know.
Come
I've never
on.
Even been close to having the opportunity to do that, so I've never even considered
like,
it.
Like, I have baths at my parents' house, and you found that weird.
I think everyone finds that weird.
That's not weird.
Okay, guys, you go to your parents' house for dinner, but you have a bath while you're there.
Okay,
Does anyone else do that? Text 78636.
Let me paint the picture. You've been skiing for the day, okay? It's been a cold day. You get off the ski hill and you're going to your parents' house for dinner after skiing. You get to the house, you're chilled to the bone, so you just have a bath. Then you get out of the bath, you have dinner, and then off to Kelowna you go. You go back home to Kelowna.
So are you, like, did you bring a change of clothes, or are you just getting into your old clothes? Or?
No, I have a change of clothes. I have lots of stuff there. I have my bathing towel. I have, like, a change of clothes.
Okay.
So when it comes to parents and stuff, I don't see anything wrong with piggybacking off your parents. But you do?
That's fine.
You do?
No, I just wouldn't really. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just wouldn't do it.
I know you so well. If you had the opportunity for your dad to say, I'll pay for your Costco membership, you'd okay.
Yeah, I guess the thing is, he would never ever say that.
But if he did,
yeah,
you'd be okay.
Maybe I would.
I don't know.
Kelowna weather.
But Dad, tell us how you feel about that. Say you're, whatever it is, you're, I gotta read that big movie, and you got people coming over, and you go to put on Crave, and then all of a sudden, you don't have access. Wouldn't you be upset?
Yeah, I guess.
Hmm?
Yeah. But back to the
You just want to be told about it.
Back to the bathtub thing.
Yeah, we'll get
Is it really weird?
We'll get into
I
more
don't
of that.
Think
yeah,
so.
It's very weird.